Hello again. We waited to come down. Obviously, we wanted to play out the rest of the draft. We wanted to look at the board and make sure what we wanted to do. Obviously, we didn't do any more maneuvering, but we did, obviously, in the third round, make a selection of Mike Glennon, which we're very excited about. Mike's a really productive player at NC State. A lot of touchdowns, comes from a really great family. Another captain on his team, obviously, at the quarterback position, which is important. And in this pick, it was really sticking to the board. I know we always talk about you take the best player available. This does it fill a need? How does it work? This one actually worked on both ends. We had him as the highest-rated player on the board, and it filled a need for our football team that we thought was important. So I'll let Coach talk a little bit more about it.
Well, like Mark said, a highly productive quarterback in the ACC, a guy that I've known about for a number of years, recruited him out of high school. We were actually in a position where we had to go out and really focus on quarterbacks the year he was going to be a senior. So we went out and saw him as a young kid. So I've known him for a number of years. Really bright, intelligent, football IQ very high. And I think we'll fit in really, really well here.
Reflect on Josh Freeman.
Well, I think we look at it as anything. We talked about it from the end of last season. We've talked about it in everything we do is – as coaches spoke, we want to increase the competition for everybody and bring out the best of anybody. Look, it's a position on our team where we felt like that was a good fit for the third round and the value of the player and what he can bring and what he can do. And it also, quite frankly, lets him come in here and be around Josh Freeman, certainly be around Dan Orlovsky, learn from the coaches, John McNulty, obviously Mike Sullivan. He's a good fit for what we do offensively, and that's why we took him, is for what he can do into this system.
How quickly do you think a guy like Mike, who I guess the knock on him, if there was one, would be his accuracy. He has a strong arm. How quickly do you think he could play at a reasonably high level in the NFL?
Well, I think that's hard, with any rookie quarterback. I think that's the age-old question. It's going to be a matter of how fast he grasps our system and all those things. In fact, the matter is we have a starting quarterback in Josh Freeman. So the thing with the accuracy, if you watch, which we obviously watched a ton of tape, he had a extraordinarily high number of drop passes. So really, when you go back to the year before his first year, a better completion percentage, not as many drop passes. So certainly he's not, every throw isn't on the spot, but that's something that we took into account. And I thought it was, because initially when you look at the numbers, it was a slight drop-off, and you say, what was the reason? So we always investigate that stuff. But to dovetail on Mark's point about, the competition, when I said that after last season, that's kind of a philosophical thing that we both share. And I think, I probably didn't realize the amount of focus that would be to one position, which was foolish on my part. But I think competition and quality depth across our roster is critical for us to be a championship team. And I think that applies to every position. So I'm looking forward to it. It's going to make us a better football team.
You want to increase the competition, but you have other needs, obviously, and we can debate how big a need this is. When you do this in the third round, what does that say to in terms of the level of this need, where it ranked, I guess, is what I'm trying to say. Does that make any sense?
It does. I think if you sit back and say, this is a quarterback-driven league, and anytime you have a chance to add a guy into your organization that you feel like can develop, but also has a talent that fits your system and fits what you believe in terms of the character. I mean, this is a double major. He graduated with over 3.7 GPA. I mean, he's a very smart, cerebral young man who really understands systems and has worked with some of the best quarterback coaches and certainly worked, his coach actually coached Matt Ryan and coached Russell Wilson. I mean, he's worked with some really great coaches in his development so far, and that's what's exciting about him. But I sit there and say, as a player, that's the reason why we took him in the position that we did.
Remember about the recruiting process, is that correct?
We didn't get very far. That's what I remember.
Mike said that you didn't particularly probably like his answer to you.
Yeah, we didn't. We were getting outside our geographical sphere, We were down in Northern Virginia, and he told me right off the bat, Coach, I want to play in the ACC. But we really liked him, and Coach McNulty was with me at the time as my offensive coordinator, so he has a history with him as well.
fit the prototype for what you guys want in a quarterback? Tall, strong arm. Those are two of the qualities that step out or jump out to most people. Does that kind of fit the prototype of what you're looking for in a quarterback?
It is. You know, he does fit that. And the things we're trying to do, as we said when we got here, you know, run the football, play action pass, throw the ball down the field like we did this past season. And you always want to be able to do that. You know, God forbid something were to happen to Josh, you want to be able to continue with your offensive philosophy if you can. Now, you can't always do that, right? And as we said a couple weeks ago, I don't know if we're going to be able to have that competition and that level of depth that we talked about at the end of the season. There was free agency, there was the draft, and fortunately for our football team, we were able to do that.
When you see only three quarterbacks go in the first three rounds, do you classify this as a weak quarterback draft and the fact that you took him now because maybe the other quality of quarterbacks just wasn't where it is normally?
I would say that it was something we factored in that we thought could happen, quite frankly. If you look around the National Football League, we build depth charts at every position going into the draft. And we put holes where we think that there's actually openings. And as you looked at the quarterback position, there's a lot of clubs that feel like they have their number one quarterback, like us. So that, needless to say, that ends up having quarterbacks drop in the draft, just like running backs will drop because a lot of teams feel like they have a running back. Right now, this league, there's a lot of teams that feel like they have a young player or a player that's established. And we kind of factor that into the ability that one of these guys, two of these guys, may drop into a position where on our board we're going to take them because of the way we have them. And that's exactly what happened with Mike.
Mark, if Josh was signed for another 2 or 3 years, would you still be making this pick here, do you think?
I would. You know, again, I think Coach hit on exactly what it is. If something happened to Josh Freeman, we want to have a chance to keep the season rolling and going. And we feel like he's got the talent and the ability to continue to grow and develop and also play in the system. Because the thing he does is he does a great job of throwing to all three levels. And that's really important in our system and what we do.
Mark, you got two number fours, but my sense from what you're saying is that you felt this kid's not going to be there. We don't want to take the chance that he's not going to be there in the fourth round.
You always have to say that. When you make the selection, you got to think, you know, is the guy going to make it? Do you pull? You know, we talked a little bit about going to get him, but we felt like, you know what, let's let the board play out just like we did with our first selection. The board's been good to us in terms of how it's been playing so far. That's why I'm excited about tomorrow morning. Now we still have five selections left with 2 fours, a 5, and 2 sixes, and we can do a lot more work. So, again, I think it was more of a patience draft for us so far the first day that we've actually got the draft, I should say, or the first 2 days that the draft's been going. We'll see what day three brings.
Mark, have you tried to move up in any of the rounds so far? Have you really tried to get up and
get aggressive?
Yeah.
We've talked about it. We always throw around hypotheticals. I'll call and sometimes make offers I don't think guys are going to accept because it's such a good deal for our club. But you never know. You know, I mean, why not? The worst they can say is no. And that's the theory, and that's the way we look at it. So if it makes sense to us, we'll do that. I mean, that's the mindset we go into it.
Scouting reports had had lack of mobility as a knock on Glennon. He even mentioned development of footwork. Do you see enough? Obviously, you do. You drafted the guy, but is that something you think he can get better on? Is that something specifically that you guys think he needs to improve on, his footwork and a little bit more mobility?
I think from a scouting standpoint, you know, he has pocket presence, which is really the most important thing. A lot of the guys that are limited athletes, so to speak, or limited foot athletes in this league, they have to have that. And that buys them more times. They know when to step to the left, when to step laterally, when to step up, when to step back. I think he has that. You know, he's certainly not going to be Michael Vick or, you know, somebody that's RG3 or anything like that. That's just not his game. He's a pocket passer with presence, and that's what we watched. And we watched a lot of different type of cutups. We watched, you know, specific cutups that just showed pressure in his face, you know, when the pocket collapsed for him. So we looked at a lot of different things to make sure we had a good feel for that.
A priority was quarterback, though, because and Josh is in his last year. And if something were to happen where he wasn't coming back, you didn't do anything in free agency for a quarterback. So,
yeah,
I mean, it was almost rather than going to next year and have to draft one. I mean, you had to have had this pretty high on your list, right?
It was on our list, but I didn't want to force it. I don't think Coach and I, either one of us, wanted to force this issue. It has to happen naturally because that's how you make a lot of mistakes in the draft. And really in free agency or anything. So we didn't want to force the issue. This one came to us. That's why we sat there. But, again, we stuck to the board. This is when everybody says, well, what was the best player on your board? Did you take him? Yeah, we did this time. And it made a lot of sense to us in a lot of different ways, and that's why the selection happened.
Mike Glennon more of a threat to Dan Orlovsky or Josh Freeman in your eyes right now?
I think Mike Glennon is just getting started, and we'll let him get in here. But I think the great thing, he's got a chance to learn from Dan Orlovsky, who's been in the league for a long time, who's a consummate professional, and also he gets to watch Josh Freeman, his talent and his arm action, and be around that and maybe not have the pressure that some young quarterbacks have to have coming into this league. I think that's really important.
good is this day for you in terms of the two picks you got and how things fell in the draft? I mean, how would you rate this day overall, the two ones that you have?
Excellent. Yeah, I think we really got better today.
I think the 2 days before when we got Revis, it was even
better. Right? What's higher than excellent?
A little bit better.
Speak to the secondary. It looks like it's really taking shape now. It's really been revamped from last year. Just your overall thoughts on your secondary and the guys you've acquired from Banks and Revis.
Well, I'm really excited to work with these guys. I mean, this is certainly was an area that we didn't perform at the level we need to win consistently. And now to go out and get those guys that you mentioned, I mean, you're talking about the best that play the position, really. And two of those guys, I think, are the premier guys at their position in this league. We got a great young rookie, and then Eric's, like I told you guys earlier, I really believe Eric's going to come back and have a great year. So you're looking at four guys, and then to add Banks to that mix. You know, plus we can't lose sight of the young guys that, you know, I thought stepped up and played their guts out, you know, and I think they're only going to get better, especially when they're surrounded by the level of competition and player that's going to be in that room with them. So I think we took something that really was a weakness, and I believe it'll be a strength. Thank you, guys.